It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha with Mark Carpenter and her Linda back with us.
Hello.
It's brought to you in part by Willoughby's Wine and Spirits, and we're celebrating Drake's Brewery. Did you guys drive up from San Leandro?
Well, we drove up from San Francisco, but it was an equally crappy drive.
No, of course it was. Yeah, well, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
It's great to have you.
Enjoyed your traffic.
Drake's, we're going to get into the history of Drake's in San Leandro in just a moment. Let's have Herlinda talk about Willoughby's because they're doing a Drake's release party.
Well, that's what Mark and I were talking about having Drake's on, and because he's been good friends with these guys for years, and hey, Willoughby's is having a tasting Friday, so they're going to be doing Apocalypse release tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and you buy a pint, you get to keep the Drake's glass, first come, first served. Of course, they only have so many of these are really cool glasses. Mark's got one in his hand right now. And
Mark always has one in his hand.
They're going to have the Giants game on.
It's a beer show.
They're going to have dollar hot dogs with the Giants game going, and you get to have the Drake's Apocalypse, which we're going to be talking about, and also the Drake's Pilsner, which you can tell us about as well. And then, of course, they have sandwiches and salads and stuff there. They have wine as well. You know, you can get a glass of wine if if you've got Drake's there, but there's possibilities, right?
Wine is good,
and you can go shopping there, and you can take some home.
See?
And that's right. That one's going to be in the downtown Santa Rosa shop on 3rd Street. It's an awesome
this
place.
Friday? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 5 p.m., so it's a great place to go right there from work, happy hour, invite your friends. And there's going to be a rep there from Drake's talking about Drake's. You can ask them all kinds of questions.
Now, Willoughby started in Petaluma, and they're still going strong there.
Yes, they're doing very well there.
They don't
have tasting in the Petaluma one, but I actually think they have an even bigger selection of beer in the Petaluma one, would you say, Mark?
Mark is a huge fan of Willoughby's.
Yeah, you
so
bet.
Let's get your thoughts on this.
Mainly the crew there. They have this selection, but the crew they have is so helpful. Yeah. And if you want something, they don't have it, they'll get it. And in Petaluma, it's right across from the train.
Yes.
Which I love.
That's dandy. Train beers, as we call
train
that
beers.
In Europe.
And it's just a wonderful, wonderful store.
Santa Rosa on 3rd Street.
Yep. So go, when you go in there, tell them that Brouhaha, Mark and Stephen Herlinda sent you and, enjoy.
Go taste my new favorite beer.
Yeah, this is delicious.
It's a great double IPA, New England style, which means hazy.
Yep.
Let me see that bottle because
I'm not tasting it.
Well, thank you. I think the West Coast brewers have taken the New England style and they've ironed out some stuff. Some of the New England beers are so thick.
And chunky.
And there's like no bitterness to them either. So you get this great aromatic thing, which we wanted to preserve because I think the aromatics are what drive this style. But when you get that aroma of hops in your nose and you don't have any like closing bitterness to it, it adds up. And as you're drinking this very thick beer, if there's nothing to like kind of balance it out, I don't think it's good. So I think a lot of West Coast brewers have taken the New England style, and we've kept the heavier mouthfeel as opposed to like a San Diego style IPA, which is very dry, and we've kept the huge tropical aromatics, but we've given you some bitterness, we've given you a little bit of dryness, a little bit of balance. I'd hate to call this a balanced style because it's. I don't know if balance is the right word for it, but some of the New England beers really err on the side of being flabby.
This is a hefty one, not as hefty as many, but it's 8.4 alcohol.
Correct.
Did we introduce the names of our friends?
No, let's introduce them. And actually, I'm going to let Mark introduce them since he has some connections here with
hearing from John Galluli, the head brewer. At Drake's, and when I was talking about New England IPA, I kind of used that term in a kind of humorous sort of way because I think these are beers that were created here in California, and somehow New England got the credit for it. Because we just had a lot of trouble trying to get those hazy beers clear because you couldn't sell a hazy beer. I guess they first sold them successfully in New England. So it's a funny name.
The name is great here of this particular beer, Hopocalypse. Hopocalypse. We talked about this maybe even last week, but talk about the hazy. It says hazy double IPA. Explain the hazy part.
Before he does, it has a great amount of hops. I mean, a very nice variety of hops, both American and New Zealand. But correct. Go ahead and talk about them.
So, you know, I think that's one of the things that really drives sort of the difference between the West Coast hazy IPAs and the East Coast ones. Some of the beers on the East Coast that are hazy, they're using some really weird tricks, applesauce in fermenters to set a pectin haze, raw flour in the kettle to set these really – and it will. It will drive a very hefty mouthfeel. And if that's what you're looking for, that's great. But we're not looking for that. So the beer you're looking at right now, you know, kind of looks like shit. I've been brewing – am I allowed to say it on the radio or did I just get beeped?
No, we don't care.
Okay, thanks. I got beeped on KMBR for doing that. So, you know, this looks like
– just beep, Jess. So don't worry about it.
So it looks vaguely crappy. It's – you know, this looks like a fermenter hit. But – the haze that you're looking at, most of it's from the use of raw wheat. Raw wheat has high proteins in it, so therefore it's going to be hazy like a Hefeweizen. You know, and nobody complains about a Hefeweizen being hazy, so we're working that angle. And then the level of hop rate in this beer is driving a polyphenol haze that goes along with it.
All right, I'm issuing a geek alert.
Yeah, for polyphenol haze?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I respect that. So, you know... once you get your hop, your dry hop rate up to a particular level, it's very hard to make the beer clear. You get enough hops in a beer, and it just doesn't want to clear up.
Yeah,
so
we'll post a photo of this beer on the Drive page and the Brouhaha Facebook page, so you can see what we're talking about. If you haven't seen a hazy beer, and you go to a bar and you order like you're not realizing it says NE. IPA, and you go, what the heck? You know, if you think there's something wrong with it, sometimes there might be. But and nowadays, it's probably meant to look like that. But this does smell delicious and lovely. Mark just opened up something else, too. What's that?
So,
well, Mark, let me get your thoughts on Hopocalypse.
It's a great beer. And these days, it is funny you mentioned the word balance. I think for a high alcohol, highly hot beer, it does have a nice balance to it. It's not the San Diego style where it's so hop forward that that's all you're getting. I think it does have a nice body to it. Feels a little something across your tongue when you drink it. I like it quite a bit.
And what was the other thing you opened?
I just opened up. I was looking at it. It's called Hop Vice India Pale Ale. So I haven't tried it yet. So I'll give you my opinion of that as soon as I have a taste.
Well, here, Linda, get him another glass so we can.
Yeah. No,
we're short on time.
He already poured it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
He just
beaten us, man.
Yeah. I want to talk about where Drake's is. So Drake's is actually out in San Leandro, which is kind of past Oakland. And there's actually an interesting history with Drake's also because John Martin, who is the owner or one of the owners.
Yes, correct.
He actually also owns Triple Rock, which is one of the oldest taproom breweries actually – probably in California now.
We like to say it's the oldest continually owned brew pub in America,
and
which I
is
believe
it?
Is true. Berkeley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It opened in 1985. So, you know, in craft brewing years, that's like 500 years old.
Give us the history of Drake's in San Leandro. At least.
So Drake's was opened in 1989 by a former Triple Rock brewer who worked for John Martin. And he originally started Drake's to make English-style beers back in the late 80s, early 90s. So Stout, you know, first Sir Francis Stout might well have been one of his better-selling beers. I have his old brewing logs from brew number 0 to 250. So
wow.
Yeah, they're kind of neat. It's really interesting to see how few ingredients those guys had access to back in the day. But he worked that brewery until early 2000s, and he decided he wanted to get out and he wanted to sell. And he called John Martin. He said, "You want to buy this brewery?" And John Martin thought, you know, he's like, yeah, I think I do. But then promptly a coffee company who was like his neighbor decided to buy him. They bought him for 3 years, didn't know what to do with the brewery, and then John bought it 3 years after that. So, you know, we are owned by, you know, somebody who's been in the industry for an awfully long time.
And, Mark, you're a fan of their beer.
Yes, and Roger Lynn, their owner. You know, we knew him in the early days. Those early days in the 80s and early 90s, there were a limited number of breweries in the Bay Area, but there's enough that we had some fabulous parties at the Anchor Brewing Company, and all the brewers would show up. We found out that one of our hop growers, John I. Haas, had started selling crawfish to Europe. And so we
crawfish
went,
to Europe.
Yes, they were, because Europe, evidently in Scandinavia, Sweden mainly, they really like crawfish.
Well, so do I, but I didn't know crawfish were a big deal in the Bay Area.
Well, they get them from the Delta, the Sacramento Delta,
and they were shipping them
to Sweden. And I think they stopped now, but they for a couple of years when they were doing it, we'd go over and get big boxes of crawfish, and we'd have these big crawfish boils at the brewery.
Oh, I love crawfish.
And the guys from Drake's and Triple Rock, and we had some great parties at the brewery in those days. And the little kids would come and have crawfish races, and they were pretty good.
So Drake's is available in stores as well as having the Tap Room Brewery, which I've gone to some events out there. It's in an old auto dealership, and the outdoor area is super-duper cool. But I know I see Drake's around in all the stores here, especially Willoughby's, of course, obviously, and at Bottle Barn, too. They should have it as well, who's another one of our sponsors also.
Love Bottle Barn.
Yep. So
they're
but
the
I
best.
Love that spot.
So, are you going to talk?
We have our national sales and marketing manager, John Gittins, here, but he doesn't want to talk, and now he just turned super red when we mention his name. So you don't have to talk, but you totally have a microphone in front of you, ma'am.
Well, Mark's going to tell dirt on
John,
you.
There you go. Sox Mac on him instead.
You want to sing?
No, I could hum, but I won't do that to everyone. No, but it's true. I had an opportunity to work with Mark back in Anchor after Fritz had first sold the brewery, which was really awesome to have a chance to work with some of the legends of brewing and maintain our relationship. And it's just been nothing but fun coming over to the Drake side and working with John Galuli and our team of brewers and establishing some of the relationships that we've had with some of the great accounts up here in Santa Rosa. Our local manager, Brian Wheatley, who happens to be our sales manager up here, who is born and raised and knows a lot of the folks. And it's an important part of our business up here.
He'll be at Willoughby's tomorrow.
That's right. And we're thrilled that Willoughby's was the place that we're going to be.
Talk more about that. It's a Drake's release party at Willoughby's.
Yeah.
Santa Rosa or Petaluma?
It's a big deal for us.
Santa Rosa.
And, you know, with the white label being launched, there's been a lot of anticipation, and we really wanted to make sure that we chose a good partner account of ours. And Willoughby's just checked all the boxes, and we were so excited that they agreed to host us and have us out there. And Brian will be out there tomorrow, and excited to have an opportunity to chat with any fans out there of Apocalypse White Label.
So you guys are going to be at Nashville World Beer Cup. Craft Brewers Conference is going to be in Nashville next week. I leave Monday. I'm going to be there for a few days as well. Mark, I don't think you miss those CBCs anymore, but I'm really excited
about
Nashville.
I'm happy
about
travel.
I'm eating hot chicken, man.
Hot chicken and beer. Oh, yeah.
Right. I have agendas, and they're mostly restaurant-related.
And music. They're going to have a bunch of bands and stuff, Steve.
I know a lot of people are sponsoring bands and stuff, which will be cool.
On the street, the whole street of Nashville, they're going to have bands.
The whole street of Nashville?
Well,
they only have one.
You know, let me check, Mike, double check on that. No, they have more than one street.
You can see this in Radio Land.
We just found out Nashville has more than one street. Hot Monk Drive Brouhaha, brought to you also in part by the great Willoughby's Wines and Spirits in Petaluma and Santa Rosa. And tomorrow night is a big Drake's Brewery release party at Willoughby's in Santa Rosa. Before we wrap this up, let me tell you who's playing at Hop Monk in Sebastopol, Novato, and Sonoma, and the Twin Oaks Roadhouse in Pengrove. Tomorrow night, it's Viva La Rev, John Gonzalez, The Real Sarahs, S-A-R-A-H-S. That is tomorrow night in Sebastopol at the Abbey. Saturday night, no, I can't even go there.
Is that one of those other funny names?
Yeah, one I probably couldn't pronounce. Tonight in Novato, there's country line dancing. They do it every second and fourth Thursday in Novato. The doors open at 6, and the lessons start at 7. It's all ages. Tomorrow night, it's Notorious in the Novato Session Room at the Sonoma Tavern stage tomorrow night. Sean Karsgaden and the Low Flying Birds on Saturday. Tonight, Levi's Workshop with the great Levi Lloyd. They do that every second and fourth Thursday at the Twin Oaks Roadhouse in Pengrove. And then tomorrow night, Sonoma. I don't know.
Sonoma with a T.
Oh, yeah, there's a T in front of it, but it's called Sonoma?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a czar.
The Theory on Saturday night at the Twin Oaks Roadhouse, they were just in recently. They killed us. They played, and we were blown away. You should check out The Theory Saturday night at the Twin Oaks Roadhouse. The Blues Defenders with special guest Mark Hummel. Well, that's cool. That's Monday, a special Monday show at the Twin Oaks Roadhouse. Anyway, Hot Monk and the Twin Oaks Roadhouse, great food, great beer, great people.
I'll agree with that.
Can I go home now?
Not yet. We've got a little more time here.
All right. I just got the 1 minute sign. Again, guys, thank you so much for driving all the way up from the city and everything, and we need to have you on again in the future here when we have a little more time.
These guys make some great beer, and tomorrow you can taste it.
At Willoughby's in Santa Rosa, a Drake's release party.
Yeah, should be great. Should be great.
Enjoy the new pills.
World Beer Cup, too.
Oh, man.
Did you guys enter beers? World Beer Cup?
Yeah, we entered a couple beers. You know, you always cross your fingers.
It's a lot of beers.
We're in, like, super crowded categories. Yay, IPA.
Is that the one in Colorado?
I'm sorry?
Is that the one in Colorado?
This one's even worse because it's international.
Yeah, this is. Oh, yeah. So there's the Great American Beer Festival that's in Denver every year. But this one is moves around city to city, and it's World Beer Cup, craft, but it's the international one. It's more about the equipment and stuff than about the tasting. There's not like a public tasting.
All right, I got 6 seconds here. Stuff. Guys, thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you.
We'll see you again. Mark Carpenter and Herlinda.